Okay, Tyler, this one feels like the same old search traffic story, wearing a new hat. The claim is basically that LLM referrals convert differently, and now everyone has to stop pretending they're just organic search with a cooler origin story.
Yeah, and my first reaction is, different how exactly? Because if you just look at conversion rate and don't separate query intent, landing context, and the fact that the user may have already had half the answer, you're mostly measuring a broken comparison.
Right, but the article's core point is still useful. If someone comes from a chat answer, they've often skipped the whole messy top-of-funnel browse phase, so the click can be narrower, more specific, and weirdly more impatient. That's not nothing.
I buy the narrow point. I just don't buy the implied universal law. A lot of these pieces take one site's referral data, or one platform's attribution, and then they act like they discovered physics. That's how you end up with a very confident chart and a very flimsy conclusion.
Sure, but the practical problem is people are already seeing it in their own numbers. If LLM traffic lands on a page built for classic search intent, you can get this mismatch where the visitor wants proof, pricing, or a next step, and the page is still doing the old educational handoff.
Exactly. And that's the part I think actually matters. The channel isn't special because it's mystical. It's special because the interaction has already compressed a bunch of upstream work. So the remaining click has a different job. If your page still assumes a cold searcher, of course it underperforms.
Oh, interesting.
The thing I'd push on is that the article seems to blur two separate questions. One is whether LLM traffic converts differently on average. The other is what teams should do when they see it. Those are not the same. And the second one is the only one with a real budget attached.
That is such an exploring next take, honestly. But no, you're right. The action item is not panic because the rate is lower. It's more like segment the traffic, look at assisted conversions, and stop forcing it into the same bucket as search, when the user journey clearly isn't the same.
And maybe don't over-index on the first click. If a visit from an answer engine has lower immediate conversion but better downstream quality, that still matters. The article is strongest when it nudges people toward measuring the whole path instead of worshipping the last touch like it's sacred.
I also think the user story is real for teams shipping actual products. If the answer engine sends someone who already knows the category, then the page has to do less explaining and more proving. That's a product page problem, not just an SEO problem.
Yeah, and that's where I stop being grumpy about it. The article is probably overgeneralizing a bit, but the underlying pattern is coherent. Answer engines create a different kind of referral, and different referral means different conversion behavior. That's not hype. That's just a channel changing shape.
Exactly. And if I'm the marketer or PM staring at the dashboard, I'm not asking whether LLM traffic is good or bad in the abstract. I'm asking whether the page, the attribution, and the follow-up flow are built for the kind of visitor that actually showed up.
Right. And if they aren't, the chart is lying to you in a very polite way, which honestly is the most internet thing possible.
Oh, come on, Tyler. That's your version of optimism.
No, my version of optimism is admitting the chart can be fixed.
Okay. Fair. I think the clean landing here is the article's right about the mismatch, a little too broad about the conclusion, and very right that nobody should treat LLM referrals like they fell out of the same machine as search.
Yeah. Different machine, different cleanup job. Annoying, but at least it is a real problem and not another made-up category with a dashboard.
Perfect. That feels like episode 871, frankly. I cannot believe this is how we're spending a Wednesday.